is the Beat Show. Oh, it's the Beat Bash Show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. You can see their show listings for the week by going to GranadaTheater.com. All right, we have six candidates. Let's run through the list of the biggest musical acts coming to town this week, and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest at the end of this segment. And we have something really unusual to get to a little bit later on in this list. But let's start with candidate number one. That's always a good place to start.
Always.
And that would be Friday night at the Kessler Theater in Oak Cliff, Living Color.
One hit. Danny Glover's son, I believe, lead singer.
Corey Glover, you are correct.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the three Coreys.
I thought there were only two Coreys.
Well, I want to.
You just extended it.
Mm-hmm.
VH1 ranked them as number 70 on their list of the 100 greatest hard rock artists of all time.
Hmm. Wow.
Yes.
It's a good song.
Yeah. They had, he's not in the band anymore. This is one of the great names ever. Their bass player was Muzz Skillings.
Yeah. Muzz. We used to play with him.
He started his own band called Medicine Stick.
That's a great name for a band.
All right, that's candidate number one.
Mm.
Candidate number two, Saturday night at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Art Garfunkel.
Just singing.
My love must be a kind of blind.
Oh, that's driving me nuts.
But panning,
yes.
Anyone's probably can hear that.
Ah, it's making me dizzy.
Isn't he like a character out of A Mighty Wind?
Yes. Didn't write anything, right? Just sang Paul Simon stuff?
Yeah.
Is he just going to sing like the harmony parts of Simon and Garfunkel songs? I expect the audience to sing the melody.
Okay, but doesn't he have a good voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then shut up.
You shut up.
I didn't know this. In the 70s, he was romantically involved with Larry Bird.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lori Bird.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Wow, he also had an affair with Penny Marshall before she married the Meathead.
Cheese Meathead. She didn't marry the Meathead, did she?
Yeah.
Are they married?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Still are.
They are not, really and truly?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're still married, aren't they?
I don't know about that.
They sure are.
Oh, no. They divorced a long time ago.
Thank you.
They divorced in 1981.
Oh, my.
Wow, they were married.
So long ago, we forgot.
I didn't know that. She was married to Rob Reiner from 71 to 81. So while he was on All in the Family, he was married to Penny Marshall?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I thought they got married like in the 80s, like after their TV careers went.
I think he hit eject at the right time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody believes in love anymore.
Hit eject.
So, George, you grew up kind of... Because you had older siblings, mm-hmm. they were into this era of music. Were they Simon and Garfunkel fans?
No. I mean, maybe a little bit, but no, not much.
Hmm.
And I'm not going to say.
Go ahead.
No, because it's just I don't want to do it.
You might as well.
I don't want to. It's negative and someone wouldn't appreciate it.
Living the busy bit.
Are the Bird Dogs warring with Art Garfunkel also?
I love him. Love him.
Okay. Warring with Penny Marshall?
Nope. Nobody. We love everybody.
Larry Bird?
Maybe Larry Bird.
Meathead?
No.
Larry Bird Dogs?
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week.
That's it. He's trying to start a group called that, and we have a problem with it.
Also Saturday night, this at the Granada Theater, our sponsors for this segment, Asia. It is made up of, in fact, on the bill, it says Asia, Wetton, Palmer, Downs, and Coulson.
Michael Downs?
No.
No.
Hugh Downs.
Jeff Downs.
Three of the four originals.
Okay, so that's pretty good.
The new originals.
Yeah, this is the vocal work of John Welton that you're listening to, and he's still with them. So.
Nothing wrong with Asia.
Do you remember the Rolling Stone cover that proclaimed them the band of the decade, circa
82,
somewhere around there?
Yeah, that's when this album came out. I had a friend who learned to play guitar to this album. I used to go to his house and just
listen to the wizardry that he possessed.
Is that Enix?
Yes. Man, he loved Enix. These guys. That's the part that he always... What do you think? I got it, right?
Yeah,
it
sounds great. Sounds great.
You want to tune it first.
All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Ringo Starr.
Yes, underrated, awesome. When is this?
This is Saturday night.
I ought to go see him, because I'm on a quest to see all the Beatles perform.
I know.
Live. And I've already got McCartney, and so if I can get Ringo and then John and then George, then I got it.
That's disrespectful.
What?
Don't even
what
acknowledge
happened?
It.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
By the way, Corey Glover, not Danny Glover's son.
Told you.
Meathead.
You're doing all the stuff and you're running all around.
Oh.
I always liked this song. Underrated, and especially underrated by the great Gordo.
Who, Ringo?
Yeah, why is he bagging on Ringo?
Yeah, why is that? Do people just have to, if there's a famous band, do you have to pick out one guy to
pick out the
to
run to
overrate?
You don't pick just one of them.
He was the best part of those Beatles movies.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, but does that have anything to do with music?
Yes, he's a very good drummer.
No, here's my take on Ringo. I don't know whether he was a good drummer or not, so I defer to drummers.
I thought Rhines said he was a good drummer.
Well, Rhines is the one I defer to on this. Rhines says, yeah, he was really good. He was perfect for them, and, you know, more detailed explanation, and I believe him. It just didn't seem like it was much heavy lifting, but I mean, he came up with some great drum lines. I love Tomorrow Never Knows.
Not everyone can be a star.
Well, he was a star. He was a Beatle.
He's a supporting player to the others.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
which Beatles
still
songs
good.
Did he write?
Octopus's Garden.
Yeah. Octopus's Garden, Don't Pass Me By.
Yellow Submarine? Is that him?
No, I don't think he wrote it. Did he write that?
Maybe I just thought he did because he would... That's him singing on
Let
it.
Let me see. I know he wrote Octopus's Garden.
I thought these post-Beatles songs were good, though. Photograph?
Mm-hmm.
Good song.
All right, so Yellow 16? Submarine was written by
That's
Paul.
Makes it a little tense.
A little help from my friends.
That's Paul. Paul wrote that.
But he sang on it.
Yeah. I think the bass line's good in that.
Yes. It's outstanding.
Nope. Suck. Because of Wings.
God, I hate that one a minute. I'd love to see Ringo. I've never seen him.
Let's go.
I'm out of town until late.
For some important reason? Is this a life-saving procedure or what?
Well, I think it's important, yes.
To a lot that goes on?
To a lot that goes on, yeah.
What is it?
It's North Texas and UAB, Legion Field on Saturday.
Mark that under who gives
hey, UAB, hey, hey, hey. University of American Broadcasting.
That would be a bad football team.
Alabama, Birmingham.
Oh.
All right, candidate number 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday night, afternoon and evening at the Clyde Warren Park in downtown Dallas. It is a big event put on by Southwest Airlines.
Thank you, Southwest.
The Freedom to Fly Celebration. Starts at 2 and runs into the evening, and it features headliners Jack Ingram and Robert Earl Keen.
Wow. That's pretty dang big.
Also, Kelly Willis and Bruce Robinson are on the are on the bill.
Yeah, they're hitched. Well, that's great.
That mean
Bruce
married?
Robinson's awesome.
Kelly McGillis is old, though.
Kelly Willis.
Willis.
What you talking about?
So up until now, we did not have freedom when we flew.
Correct. The craziness
down there. But now we have freedom.
We have freedom
now that it's October. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
I only want to be with you.
It does sound like that.
Similar, yeah.
We were down on Beale Street.
He's awesome. Tennessee. All right, and finally, candidate number 6. And this is what makes this such an incredible week around here. Monday night at the American Airlines Center. Yes, we have two Beatles in town the same weekend. Monday, it's Paul McCartney.
You're kidding me.
Oh, this is the makeup thing, right?
Yeah. How cool is that? Ringo on Saturday night, Paul on Monday night.
This coming Monday.
Yeah, do you think they'll do any... showing up at the other shows?
Yeah, I do think that's going to happen.
That could happen.
I am going to the McCartney show.
Are you really?
Yep.
Are you really? Who are you going with?
I'm going with Tony Romo.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to go. I want to go with you. Let me tag along.
I might be able to make that happen.
Yeah.
But probably not. I gotta ask Tones.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
God, his voice sucked because of Wayne's.
Man, so much greatness.
Yeah, the only time I've seen him is at the Super Bowl. You know, seeing him perform in person.
All right, I need to make this happen.
I saw him on the Flowers in the Dirt tour.
I love that album.
It's a great album.
It's a good album. Figure of Eight.
Mm-hmm. Little Willow. Put it there.
You know, I haven't cross-checked the tour schedules for Ringo and Paul. They may be in other cities. Like, Paul might be somewhere Saturday and he can't show up for Ringo and
well,
vice versa.
Well, it's a drag. Cheers, mate. Well, John was short. What a drag. All right, cheers.
Your Collinsworth will be there.
Oh, Paul McCartney motorcycle. Boy, that's a lot of gears.
All right, let me ask you guys something.
You're saying it wrong, Lee.
I know this is probably hard to define, but is he the most legendary musical performer alive?
Well, there's no
legendary.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's number one.
Like yes. Anyone can
you
even
think
know
about
this.
It, but I think so.
Well, Ringo. I mean, Ringo's still alive. Because they're all equal, right?
Well,
quit being a jerk.
How am I being a jerk? I'm standing up for Ringo and I'm being a jerk.
In a roundabout way, you said it with a smirk on your face.
I did not say it with a smirk on it.
Yeah, why do you always have to be a jerk?
I'm a big jerk.
Obviously.
Man.
You like that voice?
Yeah, and I've always loved his voice.
And I've always loved most of what he did post Beatles. Like, I love Wings stuff.
Turn up Purple Jerry.
Quite a bit of his solo stuff.
Yes, me too.
He's got another ad playing.
Hang on. I got the Crimson Tide website up.
Good.
Sorry. Is it clean now?
Yeah.
Is this new stuff?
Oh, it's Figure of Eight. This is live.
Oh, yeah.
This is that the live album he did like a few years after that.
No.
Live Fantastic.
God. He needs to go away.
Look how good he is live.
So in his shows, does he do some Beatles stuff, some Wings stuff, and some solo stuff?
Yes.
That's great.
He's very good. He's very good about doing the old Beatles stuff. It seemed like there for a while he wouldn't, right?
I think, yeah, with Wings, I don't think he did much Beatles stuff. I feel like my dad now. Turned on that Beatles stuff.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one?
McCartney.
Friday night at the Kessler Living Color. Canada 2 Saturday at the Majestic Art Garfunkel. Canada 3 Saturday at the Granada Asia. Canada 4 Saturday at Verizon Ringo Starr. Canada 5 Sunday at Clyde Warren Park. Jack Ingram and Robert Earl Keen. Or a candidate 6 Monday at the AAC Paul McCartney, George.
Support Southwest, big show on Sunday, but it's Paul.
Porto?
It's between Paul and Asia.
Sean?
And well, I'm not finished my deliberating process here. Let me think.
He's finished.
So,
Sean?
Asia
Paul.
Had...
I'm going for Paul as well.
Oh,
Jared?
Oh.
Paul.
We got a bunch of Pauls on the room.
Mike? Sir Paul.
And me?
Oh,
Paul.
I vote Asia.
Paul. All right, unanimous.
I said Asia.
Monday night at the AAC is the big show.
Oh, my God. This song. He really should have quit music after
Since
this.
We are only 50 or so days away from Christmas, will he play this song?
Oh.
Hope so.
Is that a Prophet 5? What does that sound?
That's a 6.
That's a sound of greatness is what that is.
No, it especially gets bad when the whole slap back on that synthesizer gets out of time. We're here tonight, and that's enough. It's like a Doctor Who episode or something going on in the background. All right, coming up next, another great singer that has lost it. Next.
The party's on.
Oh!
The feeling's here.